Purana, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter Number 2, The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra. Today's lessons is verses 4 and 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Both the verses are in prose form. Sa chattad asramapavanam ati ramaniyam vivida nibidda vitapi vitapa nikara sangshlishta purata lataruddha stala vihaggamas maitunai prochamana strutibi pratibodhyamane salila kukuta karandava kalahang sadibir vichitram upakujitamala jalashaya kamalakaram upabaha brahma. Please repeat the synonyms. Sa, she, purvachiti, cha, also, tat, of Maharaj Agnidra, ashrama, of the place of meditation, upavanam, the park, ati, very, ramaniyam, beautiful, vividha, varieties of, nibida, dense, vitapi, trees, vitapa, of branches and twigs, nikara, masses, sangshlishta, attached, purata, golden, lata, with creepers, arudha, going high, stala vihangama, of land birds, mitunai, with pairs, prochamana, vibrating, srutibhi, pleasing sounds, pratibodhyamana, responding, salila kukuta, waterfowl, karandava, ducks, kalahangsa, with various kinds of swans, adibi, and so on, vichitram, variegated, upakujita, resounding with the vibration, amala, clear, jala ashaya, in the lake, kamala akaram, the source of lotus flowers, upaba brahma, began to walk in. Translation, if you would please respond. The apsara sent by Lord Brahma began strolling in a beautiful park near the place where the king was meditating and worshiping. The park was beautiful because of its dense green foliage and golden creepers. There were pairs of varied birds, such as peacocks. And in a lake there were ducks and swans, all vibrating very sweet sounds. Thus the park was magnificently beautiful because of the foliage, the clear water, the lotus flowers, and the sweet singing of various kinds of birds. no purport for verse number 4, but there is a purport in verse number 5. Tasya sulatita gamanapada vinyasa gati vilasayas chanu padang kana kanayamana ruchira charana bharana swanam upakarnya naradeva kumara samadhi yogena milita nayana nalina mukula yugalam ishad vichaya vyachashta. Again, let's do the synonyms, please. Tasya, of her, Purvachiti. Sulalita, in a very beautiful gamana movement, pada vinyasa, with styles of walking, gati, in the progression, vilasaya, whose pastime, cha, also, anupadam, with every step, kana kanya yamana, making a tinkling sound, ruchira, very pleasing, charana abharana, of the ornaments on the feet, swanam, the sound, upakarnya, hearing, Naradeva Kumara, the prince, samadhi, in ecstasy, yogena, by controlling the senses, amilita, half open, nayana, eyes, nalina, of lotus, mukula, buds, yugalam, like a pear, ishat, slightly, vikachchaya, opening, vyachashta, saw. Translation, one more time please. As Purvachiti passed by on the road, in a very beautiful style and mood of her own, the pleasing ornaments on her ankles tinkled with her every step. Although Prince Adnidra was controlling his senses, practicing yoga with half-open eyes, he could see her with his lotus-like eyes. And when he heard the sweet tinkling of her bangles, he opened his eyes slightly more and could see that she was just nearby. Purport, of course, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is said that yogis always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within their hearts. Dhyanavistita kadgitena manasa pasyanti yam yogina, from the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always observed by yogis who practice controlling the venomous serpents. Venomous senses, thank you. Venomous senses. As recommended in Bhagavad Gita, yogis should practice sampreksha nasikagram, keeping their eyes half open. If the eyes are closed completely, there will be a tendency to sleep. So-called yogis sometimes practice a fashionable form of yoga by closing their eyes and meditating. But we have actually seen such so-called yogis sleeping and snoring while meditating. This is not the practice of yoga. To actually practice yoga, one should keep his eyes half open and gaze at the tip of his nose. Although Agnidra, the son of Priyavrata, was practicing mystic yoga and trying to control his senses, the tinkling sound of Purvachiti's ankle bells disturbed his practice. Yoga Indriya Sanyama. Actual yoga practice means controlling the senses. One must practice mystic yoga to control the senses. But the sense control of a devotee, he fully engages in the service of the Lord with his purified senses, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, which is from the Madhya Lila chapter 19 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, can never be disturbed. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati therefore stated, Durdantendriya Kalasarpa Patali Protkata Dangstrayate. The practice of yoga is undoubtedly good because it controls the senses, which are like venomous serpents. When one engages in devotional service, however, completely employing all the activities of the senses in the service of the Lord, the venomous quality of the senses is completely nullified. It is explained that a serpent is to be feared because of its poison fangs. But if those fangs are broken, the serpent, although it seems fearsome, is not at all dangerous. Devotees, therefore, may see hundreds and thousands of beautiful women with fascinating bodily movements and gestures, but not be allured, whereas such women would make ordinary yogis fall. Even the advanced yogi Vishvamitra broke his mystic practice to unite with Menaka and beget a child known as Shakuntala. The practice of mystic yoga, therefore, is not sufficiently strong to control the senses. Another example is Prince Agnidra, whose attention was drawn to the movements of Purvachiti, the Apsara, simply because he heard the tinkling of her ankle bells. In the same way that Vishvamitra Muni was attracted by the tinkling bangles of Menaka, Prince Agnidra, upon hearing the tinkling bangles of Purvachiti, immediately opened his eyes to see her beautiful movements as she walked. The prince was also very handsome. As described herein, his eyes were just like the buds of lotus flowers. As he opened his lotus-like eyes, he could immediately see that the Apsara was present by his side. And that ends Prabhupada's purport, today's verse. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Trinada Visani Chena Tarari Vasa Hishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva Gachiranyata. So, reading this verse today, we see, we can get an idea of how powerful is the form of woman. And Lord Chaitanya instructed us by his personal example and by precept to be very, very careful with the form of woman. Because that form of woman, the form, is very, very powerful. Prabhupada mentioned the classic example of Vishvamitra, how performing austerities for 60,000 years, I cannot even do yoga for 60 seconds. My wife has tried many times to get me into yoga. And after 1 minute, I go, I can't stand this. Where's my bead bag? Hare Krishna. I'd rather read Bhagavatam. I can't stand it. And here, Vishwamitra, 60,000 years. And yet, tinkle, tinkle, little star. He hears the sound of ankle bells, sees Menaka, and loses 60,000 years of austerities and penances, which takes the form of the beautiful Shakuntala. But then we have the great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Twice he's tested. Twice. First, when Ramachandra Khan sent the prostitute to get him to fall down, to pollute him. For 3 nights she came. First of all, nighttime, that's when you have to be very careful. Because tamogun is present. And sexual activity is usually done in the evening. So, 3 nights she came, exposing and displaying so many feminine gestures, because that form of the woman is very, very powerful, designed by nature, by God. Don't take it lightly. And Haridas Thakur said, oh yes, I can certainly enjoy with you, but first I must finish my chanting. And she would hear Haridas Thakur chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After 3 nights of hearing the pure chanting of Haridas Thakur, the offenseless, he's the Namacharya. Next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can't get much better than the chanting of Haridas Thakur. After 3 nights, he surrendered, confessed, and said, I want you to deliver my rotten soul. And Haridas Thakur said, yes, just chant Hare Krishna. And Haridas Thakur left that place, did he not? He gave it to her. And then she became very reputed Vaishnavi. She followed in the footsteps of her spiritual master. Then another time, and none of us would be able to pass the first examination of Haridas Thakur. Then the second, and impossible, the second one, when Maya herself, the personification of the material energy, don't worry, we won't be tested like that. We couldn't pass. Within 1 second, finished. If Maya Devi herself was to present herself, finished within not a nanosecond. So, she also came for 3 nights. Same scenario. I want to enjoy with you. You're so handsome, because the expression, flattery gets you everywhere in this world, materially and spiritually. I can avouch for that. Both materially, flattery gets you, opens every door, without a doubt. It's an axiom. It works every time. So she also flattered Haridas Thakur. Oh, you're so youthful and your bodily construction, so nice. I want to enjoy with you. I can't control my mind. I have to have you. Again, Haridas Thakur. Yes, I have to finish my chanting first. After 3 nights, Durga Mata said to Haridas Thakur, I am the illusory potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to become your disciple. Jai. I use this a lot in preaching in various Hindu temples. I point out, because many Hindu temples, they have the Durga Devi deity. I said, yes, and Haridas Thakur is her guru. Because she said that from my husband, Lord Shiva, I have been given the Ram, the holy name of Ram. And that holy name of Ram gives me liberation. But from you, Haridas Thakur, I want this Hare Krishna. I want Krishna mantra. And she said that right now, because of Lord Chaitanya, there's a flood of love of Godhead. I want that ecstatic love of Godhead. So Haridas Thakur, please initiate me. So Haridas Thakur initiated Durga Mata and said, chant. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada uses this in the Bhagavad Gita, this example of Haridas Thakur, comparing it to Vishwamitra Muni. Prabhupada uses this to show the superiority of the Bhakti Yoga path. And Prabhupada even mentioned it in the purport. How a devotee may see hundreds of women, beautiful women. So, in order to come to that stage where we are not subjected, because that form is so powerful, you have to be very, very careful in dealing with that form. Prabhupada has given his disciples, and Prabhupada has given in his books, much sex education. It's interesting how, in our movement, in the Bhagavatam, everything is discussed. Economics is discussed. Yesterday in Archita's class, we were hearing politics and economics, because everything has a relationship with Krishna. And also, sex is thoroughly discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the real sex education is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, in the modern public school systems, they're not giving real good sex education. They're teaching lots of sex techniques, but not the real sex education. Bhagavatam, everything is explained in the Bhagavatam. Everything, economics, politics, sociology, psychology, lots of psychology in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes people, they want to shy away from religion because they say, oh, we want knowledge, we want scientific information. That's what Bhagavatam is. It's not just simply religious codes. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving real, substantial, practical, and applicable and scientific knowledge. The years that I had to work here in Westwood in a regular secular job, it was amazing to me how all the things that I had learned so far from the Bhagavatam, I was seeing it on a daily basis in the office. Like I said, Bhagavatam teaches you psychology, sociology, and it was displayed before me on a daily basis. And I simply applied whatever I had learned and was able to sail through without too much difficulty. This is what is so nice about our Krishna consciousness movement. We are getting real knowledge, not dogmatic and not useless. Like you'll hear many And they've been saying it for decades. The kids, when they go to high school, they said, "You're making me learn this stuff, but I'm never going to use it in real life." That's why a lot of kids, they drop out of school, because they're being taught so many of these abstract things, and then they think, "I'm never going to use this. All I need to know is how to shoot a gun. I don't need to go to school. I just have to know how to make a fast buck, sell drugs, and shoot when necessary. I don't need no education." And to an extent, there's some truth to it, that these things they're learning is not very practical. But Bhagavatam is different. Bhagavatam, drinking deeply this Bhagavatam and imbibing the knowledge, so practical, so helpful. And it's true every time. It gets proven. Like, what was that? What was his, Gandhi? I think he wrote a book or said something about experiment with truth. Is that right? Something about experiment with truth? So, Bhagavatam Krishna consciousness is the ultimate. Yes. You start applying what we learn in Bhagavatam. See what the result is. See the result. Take Bhagavad Gita. Take one thing from Bhagavad Gita. Try it. See what happens. That's my case. Prabhupada was... The card said... Chant this mantra and your life will be sublime. I said, "I got nothing to lose. I just had the worst day in my life. I had come back from a recording session. It was a disaster. It was like the worst day of my life." So I said, "I got nothing to lose at this point." So on the bus ride home, several hours, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And as the very next sequence, I got the realization, wow, this mantra really works. When my girlfriend kicked me out of her house. When I got to the door at 3 o'clock in the morning, I said, "Linda, you know, we gotta stop this. We're always doing dope and we're just having sex and you're always drinking. We gotta stop this. We gotta start chanting Hare Krishna. Get out of here!" So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the street and I'm going, "Wow, this mantra really works. Wow, man." And then my first time out on Sankirtan, my first time in the subways of New York with another Brahmin devotee, Satrajit Das. So we had our little buckets and our Back to Godhead magazines, and we're at 34th and Penn Street, and one young man stuck something in my back, either a gun or a knife. "Give me your money!" So I'm shaking, and I asked the Brahmin with me, "What do I do now? I'm brand new, Bhakta Nick. What do I know?" He said, "Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna!" And the guy ran away. I said, "Oh man, I love this mantra. This is great." Because a few months prior, I did get mugged on the subways. I had a guitar with me. And some young guy mugged me in the subways. Took all my money. I said, "Well, let me keep my guitar." He said, "Okay." But he took the money. So this time it was like, wow. I came out victorious. The guy ran away. So I've never forgotten that experience. When all else fails, when your back's against the wall, and you're beyond a rock and a hard place, and all the lights are out, and you got nothing, this, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will save you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, what we're learning from Srila Prabhupada, so amazing. And it's so amazing to implement and see, yeah, it's true, it works. It's real. It's not hocus pocus. It's not like John Lennon in a stupid song said, "Oh, Hare Krishna's got nothing on you. Just keeps you occupied with pie in the sky." No! You don't know what you're talking about. This Krishna consciousness works. It's real. It's true. Otherwise, none of us, if Krishna consciousness was not real, if it was not true, none of us would be here more than one day. As Archer and I, when we do the high schools and colleges, I tell the students, "Do you think I'm stupid that I'm going to do something for 2-3 hours a day and not get something from it? Don't think that I'm stupid. I'm no different than you. I'm not going to do something and waste my time. I want to see results and I want it now." That was that song. We want the world and we want it now. Yes, that's true. And when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, the world is in your hands. The power of Krishna is with you. And anyone who's gone out on Sankirtan, either Harinam Sankirtan or book distribution, you see the power of Krishna and Krishna's name working. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. If Satchitanoy Das wasn't seeing the reciprocation from Krishna, he wouldn't go out and do book distribution year in and year out. And none of us would continue chanting if we weren't getting some... Nobody is going to, especially nowadays in this economy, who's going to take a post-dated check? No. So a lot of times, the atheists, the fools, they think religion is a post-dated check. Oh, be a good boy, be a good girl, and deny yourself, and then you get your reward when you die. That's how the atheists and materialists think. That they have to deny themselves all their sense pleasures with a promise of heavenly delights when they die. And I agree, yeah, I don't want that either. I want my samosa now. I agree, I am also the biggest hedonist. I confess. But what makes Krishna consciousness so nice is that it is spiritual hedonism. It is transcendental hedonism. As I've said many, many times, no prasadam, no devotees. I'm sorry. We have to give up so much, there has to be something. Yes, it's called Krishna prasadam, Hari Bol. And of course we have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have this great Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports. We have this beautiful temple, it's an oasis in this hellish Hele. This is an oasis. This morning, I was listening. Nakatma was leading the kirtan this morning, right, Mangal Arti? So, for the first 5 minutes, I said, "Who's that Bengali chanting?" Because I couldn't see on the screen. And then when he did the giant verse, "Hey, that's Mike Katma. He sounds like a Bengali." I was like, this movement works. You know, Prabhupada mentions that all changes take place from subtle to gross. And that argument is given by the smarta Brahmins that you cannot be Brahmin. You have that Milecha Yavana body. But Prabhupada's argument is not just give them time. The gross body will change according to the subtle body. Hearing Naikatma's kirtan this morning, I thought, who's this new Indian that comes to the temple? Who's this? This is who's leading Mangal Arti. And then I, wow. So he's been transformed. He's been transformed. This temple, you know, there's so much talk in the material world. There's so much talk about, you know, California, the big one, the big earthquake, it's just coming. They say, you know, they try to, every year they do this scare. It's coming. It's coming. Are you prepared? And yes, as long as Luknini Dvor Kadish is here, I think they are keeping L.A. alive still. So we have to always make sure that Rukmini Dvor Kadish are happily seated on their throne, always smiling, always looking bright and fresh. We have to make sure that this Krishna consciousness movement goes on. And for those of you, the second and third generation, we Prabhupada disciples are dropping one after another. Are you ready to take over this movement? Because we don't got much longer to live. We're losing our teeth, we're losing our kidneys, we're losing everything. And you youngins, are you ready to accept the responsibility? Just ask Suvas. Suvas Prabhu, how would it, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, to manage a temple, the anxiety level, 1 to 10, what would you say? Conservatively, anxiety level, 1 to 10, 10 being the top. Or is it 12? 12. I think about this a lot. You know, who knows, not that, you know, knock on wood. But, you know, that we could, you know, we heard so often, you know, like His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj had a massive heart attack. And we were praying, and we could have gone, right? But could, so the same way, we could wake up one day, did you hear what? So what's up this what? Then what? Are you ready to take over the temple? Are you ready to manage? There's a story. There's a story in Vancouver. The devotees were on Harinam. The temple president, in the middle of the Harinam, turned to Bahudak Das, said, here's the keys to the temple, I'm blooping. It's like that. It's like that. It's not that, you know, Krishna's going to say, okay, you know, I want you to do something, but, you know, you got 3 years. No. It's now. Are you ready now? Same as death. It's not that death is going to be, Yamaraj is going to say, okay, look, you know, we're not Maharaj Pariksit. You get a 7-day email or a text message. Psst, you're going to die in 7. No. It comes, boom. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ask yourself, am I ready to die? Am I ready to leave this world? Am I free from attachments? Am I free from that attraction to the form of woman? Am I ready? Therefore, at every moment I should be crying out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, comments, questions, arguments? Everybody's okay? Anybody want to beat me with shoes? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Exactly.
Really, I just want to make sure you're comfortable with that. I want you to be up to a score. So if you're comfortable, go for it. So the process of someone, I got to know you, just go straight to the church. It'll take me half an hour. Just, it's right, yeah, it's long for a while.